All right, gang, we got some new microphone equipment after several requests from Anna that took months for me to fulfill to
get this new equipment. Dropping a mic like a vandal.
What is that from?
From Ice Ice Baby. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a can. Drop a mic like a vandal.
Something scandal.
Girls looking hot wearing less than bikinis. Driving Lamborghinis.
Yes, we are dropping mics like a vandal.
Yeah.
Dropping mics
so many
like
Dominican
hot.
Women with cinnamon tans, JK. That's Will Smith. Welcome to Miami.
I often get those two confused.
That's from Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah. No, we have new equipment, so if we don't sound that great, it's my fault because I did not fuss with the equipment in advance.
Call us Obama because Ryan dropped the mic. You dropped the...
I dropped the ball
on dropping the mic.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, hopefully we sound okay. Hopefully you can hear us and it's not the audio shit show that last week was.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal.
Rock a mic like a vandal.
That's it.
Okay, so
light
not
up
drop
a stage
a mic.
And wax a chump like a candle.
I hate it when I get waxed like a candle. That is just
these
the
lyrics
worst.
Are I feel like they really read well on the page.
Yeah, I think they actually may read better than
yeah
they
I never knew that he said I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. That's a pretty great simile
that. Yeah,
my students can't come up with that.
Get them to try to write the best early 90s rap that they can and see if it's this good.
Sorry for the sound play last week. By the look of anxiety on Ryan's face, I can't see that this week is going to be any better.
I mean, we'll just have to see. Yeah, I was told that we need to issue a formal apology for how bad last week sounded.
The sound was bad. I will tell you, I went back. I was going to my podcast app. So when I listened to our podcast originally, there was a big gap between when we talked about Mr. Baseball and
We talked about something and then it jumped to
yes,
Mr. Baseball.
On mine it did. And I told you, I replayed it like three times and I was like, what the fuck happened here? Mm-hmm. I went back and that was completely fixed.
Yes.
Did you no. fixed it?
No, it was no, just fine. It was just a glitch on your end.
Call me Taylor Swift. I don't know what happened.
Glitch. We can't play those clips.
I thought about you today because on the radio, you know, it's opening day for baseball. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that at all.
They had some sort of like trivia or some
was
baseball.
Was it Mr. Baseball trivia?
No, but the woman was like, we've done this for years. And she was like, I feel like we've run out of baseball movies because we've done A League of Their Own and Field of Dreams. And she listed like five other movies, but they hadn't done Mr. Baseball.
Then they haven't run out of movies yet.
I thought
they
about
just
calling
need to
in.
Dig
listen,
a little
lady.
Deeper. If you want to hear Tom Selleck talk about not sitting on his face.
No sitting on my face.
That is one of my new favorite clips. All right, you got some shout outs. This is the
yes.
big finale, by the way. Big finale episode.
Aw, yeah.
That means we're going to disappear from your lives for a couple months.
For like 3 weeks,
right.
probably.
Jesse said July for the
July?
Bachelorette. Yeah.
For the Bachelorette.
Yeah, for the Bachelorette, yes. But still, that's a long time away. That's going to be a long time
to
wait.
You know what I bet they're going
to
do? Golden Bachelorette.
You think they're going to do that first?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we will
be
back soon.
There's no fucking way that they're leaving us hanging from late March until July.
I mean, they cannot leave that much on the table.
No.
Right? They are very greedy.
We'll either get another Golden Bachelor.
Well, I mean, they're casting for Golden Bachelorette right now.
Then that's what we'll get,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. All right. So shout out time.
I'm going to do my favorite shout out first. Katie, this is for you.
Okay.
First of all, fuck the muffins. Correct, Katie. Thank you. You are my new favorite person. Katie says, when I worked as a nurse, they'd give us free Krispy Kreme donuts for Staff Appreciation Day in the break room full of broken office chairs, half a desk, and a crusty-ass green couch someone found off the side of the road. Might have been a Christmas gift from Ryan.
Probably. Someone would love to get that as a white elephant gift.
Fuck that shit and shove your free pastries. One of many issues, but when I quit, I went out guns a-blazing. I said, Katie, you are my hero.
What did she do to go out guns blazing?
I can only imagine that she peed on that break room couch.
I don't think anybody would have even noticed.
So, yeah, it's not just me.
I mean,
also, our own department head was mocking the muffins. Just to put that out there.
I don't know if we need to, yeah, reveal
no,
that
I'll
publicly.
No, I'll say it.
Yeah.
I will say it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Yeah. Just whatever you say to Anna from now on, just
what
assume it ends up on the podcast.
I say.
She went there, folks. She's waxing a chump like a candle over there.
We got a couple of requests for Love is Blind thoughts.
Okay.
And now that it's been like a week and a half since I watched it, I've forgotten everything that I think about that show. I know a lot of people didn't like Chelsea. I actually liked Chelsea. I feel like she got mocked relentlessly for saying that she looked like, what's her name? She was married to Brian Austin Green.
Oh, Megan Fox.
Yeah, and she doesn't. But she was like, my friend said, like, I've heard that and I don't think it's true.
Okay. Yeah, it's very hard to say that you look like a notoriously
super
beautiful
hot
person,
celebrity.
Yes,
yeah,
and get away with it. So yeah, that was probably a poor move.
I liked this season, actually. I feel like there have been some other seasons where people were like showboating a lot and clearly not there for the right reasons.
Hot dogging.
Oh,
they were
hot
dogging.
Hot dogging, all right. There was a little bit of that this season, but it seemed like maybe it went a little bit back to its roots.
It found the old Love is Blind magic again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Nathaniel sent us a thing about Riz. Nathaniel, I gotta tell you, I purchased Daisy cottage cheese doubles at the store, and I normally do Breakstone. Breakstone are far superior.
Okay. So despite the fact that they pushed Daisy cottage cheese on us,
and Dorinda sent a photo with all of the Daisy dairy products that she had purchased as a result of these Daisy ad placements.
They got her. They got her. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got
Dorinda. She said, I'm an easy target.
What is the other one called?
Breakstone.
Okay. So we need to cast somebody named Breakstone.
I'd
on
like
a future
to
season. Breakstone, will you accept this rose?
I'd like to invite Breakstone to personally sponsor this podcast.
It's delicious.
It's way better than the Daisy cottage cheese doubles.
What makes it so much better?
The cottage cheese is a little bit of a smaller curd.
Okay. This is the kind of content that Chili Burger wanted more of.
Give me your top 10 reviews of cottage cheese products.
Stay tuned for our cottage cheese. By the way, gang, this new mixer has a laugh track. Are people laughing? And
oh, make me sound like a
okay, I can make
voice.
Anna sound like a chipmunk.
Am I sounding like a chipmunk?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, okay, we got
all kinds of voice things. So
do one more.
And we can oh, there's a slap.
There's music.
Sound effect.
Isn't there like
did
yeah,
it just slap?
We needed that
this
during
podcast
the divorce.
Slaps. And there's music. You got some music playing underneath this. I can't hear. My headphones are not working because
really,
I don't know.
This is an audio. How do you say a
aural?
An assault of the ears.
Yes.
An aural assault.
Not oral assault.
Of all those noises, though, there's one that it doesn't have. Roll up my cardigan, Taylor Swift style.
Like an old cardigan.
I feel like that's really going to hit with this new mic system.
I can't believe that they don't have a fart noise built in.
As I said, I like it. I like to do it the old-fashioned
way.
Yeah,
right. You don't need technology. You don't need AI I've making your fart
elbow.
Noise for you. Now, what does this do? What happens if I push this button?
It's, I believe, the hamster song.
Okay.
Remember that hamster song?
Yeah.
It's time for the hamster dance. Just stomp your feet and clap your hands. Come on, everybody, it's the hamster dance. Bouncing time to the beat. Hey, you don't even have to move your feet. Just shake your thing. Let me see you move. Now spin around and feel the groove. Let's try it. Everybody do the hamster dance. Okay, so okay. Nathaniel, you need to start buying Breakstone cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. I want to get to this. So Carissa sent us a nip slip shot of what's her face? The winner. How soon we forget.
Kelsey. Oh, Dorinda, or I'm sorry, who sent us this?
Carissa,
you need to send those to the Gmail, please.
Yeah.
All nip slip pics come to the Gmail.
I responded for you and, in fact, gave you credit for the response. It was Joey saying, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Joey.
From Blossom.
Blossom, yes. Not Joey, our bachelor, which yes. would make more sense.
I would love it, actually, if he did things that famous Joeys have done. How you doing? Whoa.
That's your Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? That's my Joey impression.
I feel like there aren't any other Joeys. What about he's just jumping around a lot? You know who that is? A kangaroo Joey.
He's in a little pouch. Yeah. He's a little worm-like larva.
Jesse's carrying him around.
That's what he was named after, a baby kangaroo.
Okay, someone sent us, I got to find this one. I think it was Robin. Yes. She said she had to drop an incredible Terry Gross tidbit for us.
Okay.
This is from X/Twitter.
Twitter. We'll call it Twitter.
It says, today we learned that longtime NPR Fresh Air host Terry Gross eats, what do you think Terry Gross eats for lunch every day?
Breakstone cottage cheese.
It's Breakstone.
Breakstone cottage cheese. If they had an ad campaign, I would know. Okay, give me another guess.
There's four items.
Okay, that she eats every time.
I will pay you $100 if you can guess one of these items and you get three guesses.
Okay. All right. I guess that she eats tuna fish.
You're really close.
Oh, man. Chicken salad.
No. I mean, that's close. No. I might give it to you.
No, wait.
You're getting
salmon salad.
You're getting too exotic.
Okay.
Think plain.
Mayonnaise. Just mayonnaise.
She is the original patty mayonnaise. Nope. Canned tuna.
That's what I said.
No, you said chicken salad.
No,
that's
I said
not...
tuna fish the first time.
Yeah, it's not tuna fish. It's canned chicken. Did I say tuna?
You said canned tuna. Oh,
canned chicken.
Okay, so I was close. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, no, are chicken we playing salad horseshoes is or not, are we guessing yeah. Terry Gross's lunch?
We're guessing Terry Gross's lunch. Okay. What's next?
You don't want another
guess?
Oh,
no, I want another guess. Okay. A single grape.
You're actually really close again.
Okay. A single strawberry.
No.
Okay. Raisins.
Yep. Raisins.
Yes! That's it. I get $100 from our shared account.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can take that, yeah, from our money.
Like when you promised the kids that you would give them $100 if they found four-leaf clovers.
And I said, that was a great lesson that I don't follow through with my promises. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to learn that.
And we learned something, yeah.
Microwave noodles, brown rice, canned chicken, and some raisins, in parentheses, for flavor, every day for lunch.
For the raisins or for flavor? That
she
is
also
perfect.
has not thrown out two cans of soup, and the picture is of her like reaching for them.
Yeah.
That expired in 2017 because she cannot reach them. What a marvel.
She adds the raisins for flavor. That's wonderful.
The subtitles say, I cannot reach them, and I never get around to asking somebody taller than I am.
Well, now she can't. Now, Terry Gross, I will come and remove those soup cans. Wait, how did they get up there?
I don't know, but they are mystery. Next to what appear to be several like actual awards. Like they look like Emmys.
Like Peabody
yeah,
awards.
Yeah. Yes.
And then two cans of soup.
Terry Gross is 4'11".
That sounds about right. Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw her, it was not what I was picturing.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
Really?
If you turned her voice into a person, it would
be. Yeah, I don't know what I was picturing, but it wasn't that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're right on track we're earning that fifth star that Chili Burger gave us for not dilly-dallying on our content.
Well, I have nothing to say. He picked Kelsey like we thought he would.
Oh, no, I got a lot to say.
Yeah, I know. You said that you did. I think that's it for shout-outs, unless we're forgetting something, which we probably are.
I've got some Gmail shout-outs.
Oh,
over
here. Wow.
First one is from Alyssa. And she says, I will open by saying I completely disagree with the person who said they didn't like y'all talking about random stuff. I love y'all talking about random stuff and love this podcast. Aww. Please keep talking about random stuff. Alyssa, this is your episode.
You got your wish, big girl. We did this for you. Otherwise, we were going to stay on topic.
Yeah, but
we
really.
Thought, you know what? Yep. Alyssa wants it.
Right, we're doing this. We're just talking about raisins for 5 minutes and rating cottage cheese. Okay, so she does not like, she says, I have trouble with Anna saying Maria blows and then saying that he likes her fine. Those are two opposing things. She doesn't like Maria. That's her opinion.
Oh, no.
Oh, go ahead. You want to respond to that? There's more.
Yeah, I do. I think everybody blows.
Okay.
So I can, it's my personal prerogative to think that you suck and also I like you.
Okay, so and that's, that you is not Alyssa, but Maria.
No, anyone.
Any human.
Yes, it's one. It is. It's Alyssa. It's mm-hmm. Maria. It's Ryan.
It's Chili Burger.
It's my kids.
Okay, so she says, as a Maria apologist who also has trouble.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Buckle up, Buttercup.
Did I say Maria blows? Sorry.
I believe it's on the record.
I would take that back. Okay. I don't think Maria blows.
As a Maria, well, we'll never know.
I just didn't want her as the Bachelorette, and I think she kind of sucks.
As a Maria apologist who also has trouble with interrupting people, I just think she seems like a blunt individual who's a little over the top. Sure, the situation with Jess wasn't her greatest showing, but I still support her. I also think she's pretty funny. I think she would be an amazing bachelorette because, in all caps, she is strong and the men would be scared of her, and I honestly think that would be fun.
I think it would be fun for like 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. And then we would get really frustrated and annoyed with all of the men.
Yes, that's true. It would make the men, and this isn't necessarily Maria's fault, it would make the men look terrible.
And I think it would be a really frustrating experience for Maria.
Yes.
And she would probably end up dating a girl just like Gabby did afterwards.
So here's my other point. There's more to this. But my other I don't think that Maria actually wants to get married. I don't even think she can pretend that she wants to get married for the
Why do you say that?
I just don't. I mean, so now this is a small thing, but like this is the first person she's brought home to her parents.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You
fair
know,
enough.
She, I just don't think, and it's not a dig on her. Like, I just don't think that she wants to. She seems to be having a great time with
her don't
wife.
Think that's a small thing at 31 years old. Like, I think that's something that you go to therapy for if you haven't introduced anyone at the age of 31.
You're right. No, that it is strange. And as we said, there are reasons why, since the whole family was just watching Maria and Joey watch those videos. Okay, so there's more, and you're going to like this part, kind of. I think a strong, you're going to think it blows and that it's fine.
Okay.
I think a strong woman who is different and not self-effacing is a breath of fresh air. Why must you women be self-deprecative to be palatable to the media? I think we need more confident women in the public eye. As someone working on being less of a people pleaser, I wish I could be more like Maria because she doesn't give two fucks. She, in fact, reminds me of Anna in a lot of ways.
That's why I don't like Maria.
Which is a big part of why I like Anna, Maria, and y'all's podcast. Could their similarities be why Anna doesn't like Maria? Are they too similar?
Do Maria and I need to go to Nick Vial together for a joint therapy session?
Probably. I think you can work through a lot.
I said that. I interrupt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that I'm a lot. By some people in this room, in fact.
Yes, you are a lot. I'll tell you that right now.
I think there's probably some validity to that, but I'll stand by what I said as well. I don't want to watch myself on TV.
Yeah, there's plenty of people who are great or are fine that shouldn't be on television. That is a recurring theme of this podcast.
Yeah.
is how good you are on television has almost no bearing to the quality of person you are.
Or, like, go on a different TV show.
Yeah.
Because I don't need, like, Lindsay Hubbard to be The Bachelorette, but I'm damn going to watch her on Summer House. Like,
well, yeah.
I feel like maybe Maria needs to find a different venue.
No, I think she totally does. Again, I don't think she wants to get married. I don't think she wants to put up with a bunch of these guys' bullshit. I also think she would be a very hard... She would have a very hard time not being the chaos agent.
Yeah.
Like being the one who has to like settle
keep a
everything
cool head
down.
And be,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that this is a big, like big callback, but I remember, and you wouldn't think that this would be the case, but Deanna Papadopoulos. When she was
Papadopoulos's daughter.
Deanna Kasopoulos. when she was the Bachelorette, she just like yelled at the guys all the time because she was like, I've been where you've been. And like, I know how hard this is, but y'all need to get over it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you probably have a small dick. That's why you're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would say stuff like that and it would be entertaining for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and we'll get to, I mean, we got a Bachelorette announcement.
Yes.
So we'll get to that.
I think
oh, well, let's get to it now. We're here.
Yeah, let's
we made
do
it.
You
yeah.
got us here. I love it.
Okay.
I like Jen. Here's my one. You want to hear my one thing? I'm 98% excited about it.
Okay.
She does something weird with her mouth.
Well, of course she does.
She does. And it bothered me
everybody,
from day one.
Everybody does something
no,
weird.
No, not everybody does, but
weird.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mouths are weird, and
well,
people do weird things
you know
with their mouths.
What
that mouth do, though?
If I'm allowed to get dressed down for this noise that I continue to make, and also, by the way, my friend Jennifer was like, I know exactly what they're talking about, and you
really?
Do that. Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you do it in your regular life, too?
I'm sure. I feel like I
it's
talk
not just
the
your
same.
Podcast voice?
It's not like I'm like walking around with an English accent in my regular life.
Hello. Yeah, you're actually
this
cockney.
Is how I talk.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like, I know exactly what that person is talking about, and yes, you do that.
Is this like your glass shattering How I Met Your Mother moment that like once people hear this,
is
they
it a glass shattering
it?
For y'all though? It's not for me.
I still don't know what
it's
people
like,
are talking
you
about.
You can't look at me the same.
Yeah.
But
I,
you know
I
what?
I still don't know.
That happened yeah. 2 years ago.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. We're already, well, the glass has been shattered several times over.
All I'm saying, and I guarantee you we're going to have some listeners that are going to send me messages saying, I know exactly what you're talking about. She does this weird thing with her jaw. I mean, you're not going to like this. She kind of clenches her jaw, but it's when she talks. It's not just when she does like poor singing like some people I know.
Oh, boy. Well, watch for this, listeners. Ooh. Watch for her clenching her jaw. We're still working out the mics, gang. Now I have to like hunch over to talk into
me
this
Me too.
Mic.
Look at me. I'm
yeah,
like,
well, that's why we need these
Quasimodo.
couple of hunchbacks over here. We'll get it figured out.
Well,
we get...
I just want to say that I told Ryan for like 4 days before this, you should look at those mics because it's going to be more complicated than you think. I wish y'all could see the look that he's giving me.
No, I think they can picture the look. I'll tell you right now, my jaw is clenched.
Was I correct?
Oh, you were correct.
There
I
we
mean,
go.
I knew it. They came in on Tuesday. It's Tuesday evening. It's Thursday. I didn't have a lot of time to work with the mics. I did not have time to rock these mics like a vandal. So I have one more shout out. Steven Schmalling is back, and he says, once Daisy self-eliminated, she stopped being the rival to Kelsey, and that's why they can be such good friends now. Kelsey knows Daisy basically stopped running in the race for Joey. Usually we see a heartbroken runner-up thinking they would have been chosen, but Daisy seemed so calm knowing it wasn't her. Then, thank you, quote, you've got mail. Is that a you got mail quote? Thank you. It says thank your, actually. Is that a typo?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
thank,
okay.
Thank you. Thank your. Oh, Frank.
No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank
so can we get the thank your? Okay.
And,
I thought it was a typo, but
and
it's
thank
the actual
your,
quote.
Ladies and
okay.
gentlemen. It's Frank.
Okay. All right. Well, if we can find that one, we just need to get the entire movie on MP3 so that I can just shove these
put,
quotes
clip
in.
Clip it in there.
Yep.
Yeah. That yeah. caviar is a garnish.
That caviar is a garnish.
We got a You've Got Mail shout out from one of our other people, but I didn't say it. Somebody sent a line where he says, it sucks in here. I'm going to the nut store.
This place is a tomb. I'm going to the nut shop where it's fun.
George?
That is a pretty good quote out of context. I don't even know what that's about, but I like it. All right, well, you want to get to this nut store that we watched?
Yeah. What's the point that that listener was making about Daisy? Just that she knew and so she took herself out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also what What's-Her-Face did, who he, Zach's other girl. She got a lot angrier about it.
Okay.
Remember that?
Not really. What happened?
Just she knew the whole time. Like, she was like, I knew it wasn't me, and you kept telling me that it could, that it was. I guess it's not the exact same thing. But, I mean, as kind of like a larger comment, I do feel like we spend some time sometimes talking about, like, how much do they really think that it could be them? Which, according to Joey, he was like, I definitely thought it was me.
But he's still saying that. Yes. Yeah.
But I know we've had some recent female contestants who have said, like, essentially, I knew that it wasn't.
Well, I was really interested in Daisy in her After the Final Rose when she was like, I knew it when I saw the two of them together
when they
after that rose ceremony. Yes. And I understand that you can tell that sometimes, just like, yep, those two. I mean, we saw it watching the two of them together. Like, yeah. Daisy's not going to miss that.
No.
All right.
It was because he got those cartoon heart eyes.
Yeah, that popped out of his head, and then his heart came out of his chest.
He said it real quietly, but he said, Auga.
Auga.
I need that in my
I'm
going to
have a lot of fun with this mixer. Okay, so do you want to talk about the whole episode?
That radio DJ in Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we've always been like. The douche. Yeah.
The douche.
Yeah, see? Just putting sound effects in. They need more sound effects on here. Are we going through the whole episode, or you want to talk about the real meat of this?
I think let's do the meat of it.
Okay. So I told you this. I told Aim Dame this earlier. I loved this finale.
I know you did.
Yeah, well, but listener doesn't know.
I know,
loved it.
But why?
I loved it because, so they said, they always say, like, something happened that's never happened before. And it's never that big of a deal. But this time, like, I did not see this exact scenario playing out.
You finally did it, you bastard.
Yes.
You really finally did it.
Damn you.
We finally really did it. You maniac!
Yeah, no, exactly, though. This is like, okay, Jesse, something's going to happen. And it actually did. And in fact, when they had a brilliant shot of, like, Daisy in the limo, and then they pan out to show that Daisy and Kelsey are riding together, and the audience gasped.
Yeah.
In surprise. And I had already seen a still of it on Twitter, I would have gasped as well. A murmur would have run through the courtroom.
Yeah.
So do you want to hear my whole case for why I liked it so much?
I mean, want is a strong word,
okay,
but
yeah.
Sure.
Well, we're here, so yeah, let's do it. Okay.
I feel fine about that.
Okay, so point one.
Okay. How many are there? Is this like Hamilton?
No, it's like a five paragraph essay.
Ryan wrote the other 89 pages.
Hamilton wrote the other 51.
No, this is like a five paragraph essay.
Or am I getting the topic sentences?
Yeah, you're getting the topic sentences for my five paragraph essay.
Okay.
So paragraph number one would be something genuinely, yes, something genuinely shocking happened that had never happened before. Number two.
Are you saying that it was shocking that Daisy went to Kelsey or
that Daisy went to Kelsey?
The specificity of them like riding there together.
All that.
Okay.
All that. That Daisy went to Kelsey, because even until like when she went and knocked on a door, I was like, oh, she's going to see Joey. And until they opened the door up and it was Kelsey, I was like, whoa.
I had seen a spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it was taken away from me by the internet.
Yeah, the internet often takes
things
away.
And that's like, maybe it just didn't hit me as much because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So topic sentence number two is that I appreciated that Daisy took some agency over a situation that was not very good.
I agree, because that was one of our points. It's driving me crazy that I can't remember who that girl was. But you know who I'm talking about. She slept with Zach when he was like, I'm not going to sleep with the
name. Yeah. I know who you're talking
and
about.
And then
this
he
was
outed her
ago.
As like a whore.
Right.
But I remember when that happened, you and I were both like, why did she even go? Like, if you know it's not you, just don't go.
Yes. No, and that, I liked that she went ready to say something. So topic sentence number three is, I liked the sort of like subtle, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, like the surprising feminism of this moment. And that, like, they came together and like worked together as a team.
I feel like it's rare that this show comes off as a force for like feminist energy.
Right. Not since Hannah Brown like grabbed the podium and moved it past Luke P. have we seen a feminist moment. And but this one wasn't as like aggressive as that.
You gotta get closer.
Okay. This one wasn't as like assertive. It was more like a I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for.
Well, but I mean, I'll tell you too. I don't think that it's some like feminist, like, what's the word I'm looking for? No, I don't know.
We don't know what words we need. This
look, they're
mixer.
They're friends.
Yes. They're friends, and they didn't let this rivalry over this man get in their way.
Yeah.
Of being friends, and they supported each other, and they found a way to kind of be friends in the midst of this situation, which I think is a Herculean task.
Which I think also proves, like, I think a lot of times these contestants say, I just want you to find your person.
Right.
But I mean, we've been saying the whole time, Daisy, to me, has shown herself to be a good person, and I think that she demonstrated how good of a person she is in this finale. I think a lot of people would struggle not to be hurt and petty and vindictive.
Yes.
Namely,
no.
Me.
I
would not.
Yes. I totally agree with that, and that leads me to my fourth. There are more than three topic sentences.
Well, great.
The fourth topic sentence is, one of the worst things about watching any of these finales is it, like, right before this great love story is supposed to unfold, we have to watch someone just get crushed by the bachelor, and I feel, or the bachelorette, and like think they're going to get proposed to and not. And I feel like this format took away the most unpleasant aspect of a usual finale.
I have a bone to pick with that.
Let's hear it.
Well, I actually feel like it didn't take that away. Like, they still had to, Daisy had to show up and walk down to the podium. I get it because it's a TV show, but I thought that they could have done away with a lot of that once Daisy knew that it wasn't her. It just seemed a little strange to have to still have her, like, put the dress on, walk down there. Joey doesn't know what's going on. I also feel like it puts Joey in a little bit of a weird position of, like, again, he didn't know, so he's, like, giving this speech, and I don't know.
So a couple things. One is, I liked that Daisy, like, came in with a plan. Like, I'm going with Kelsey, I'm going in. Like, I think she had to go and say her piece. Because, like, there is part of us that's like, well, just don't show up. But, like, you have to go and say your piece. She came in with, like, the reinforcement of Kelsey's support.
Yeah.
And here's a slight conspiracy theory. So I wonder if Joey knew something was up, because usually the person doesn't get to talk when they're giving their little spiel.
The rejected,
yeah.
No, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
He talked first.
Yeah, no, he talked first, but he, like, paused, and she got to say something.
Does
that not usually happen?
They do, but okay. They usually are just like, get me out of
they
here.
They waive their right.
No, because that's like when Nick Viall infamously was like, if you don't love me, why did you make love to me? Like, it's not usually a well-thought-out response, but they definitely can come back with a rebuttal.
Well, but she came back with a rebuttal before he said, it's not you. He was like, it's been a wonderful journey. Like, he was giving some platitudes, and she was like, it's not me.
I'm
going to
stop you right
there. But he, like, stopped. Go back and watch it. He, like, stopped.
Probably okay.
but to, in response to your other point, I actually think Joey, in a lot of ways, preferred this because he does not want to bring the hammer down, and Daisy gave him an out.
Oh,
of not having to do it.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are my 4 points.
I agree with them.
Yeah, I think this was an iconic Bachelorette
I
finale.
I just don't think that, like, my mind was blown in the way that yours was. But again, part of that is I had already read, like, that basically one of the girls figures out that it's not her and she visits the other girl in advance. So I didn't know all, like, the exact details mm-hmm. of how that was going to go down, but I knew the gist of it.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I even seeing the spoiler of them in the limo together kind of took things away from me a little bit. I should have gone in totally fresh, but I can see
we
how.
We needed those like sensory blinders from that How I Met Your Mother episode.
Well, I just need to not check Twitter when I'm watching an hour behind
it's
the rest of America.
It's hard, though. Like, I think I saw that spoiler on Instagram a couple of weeks ago. And oh. And I was like, well.
And you've been holding it in this whole
correct.
Time.
Correct. Yes, yeah. correct.
You've, for the sake of the pod, you have been
just
sitting
for
on
you.
That. Thank you. Yep. I do appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I
you
could
can
have ruined
be
it.
A lot mean, sometimes.
As you say.
And you will recall that massive fight we had once because I did ruin the finale. For you, like
we
10
didn't
minutes.
Have a massive fight. I feel like I was like, "Why did you do that?"
No, it was a massive
oh my
blowout.
God.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Anyone could be a lot to Ryan.
That is true.
You look yeah. at him the wrong way, and he's like, "Oh, what's wrong?"
I clench my jaw. Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit? Can I please make a request to all of the Bachelor execs that are listening to the podcast?
Absolutely. Yes, you should.
Will y'all please tell us who these people are in the audience? I swear I thought Claire Danes was there, but surely it wasn't Claire
Didn't
Danes.
Didn't you think Claire Danes was there last time?
No, I thought
it
was.
Oh, it was like Alyssa Milano or something.
I thought it was Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's
and
right.
then someone was like, it was her.
Wait, she was there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, like
yeah.
all these celebrities are now fans of the show.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't, like, I thought I was going crazy when I thought Barb was there. And sure enough, it was Barb.
They need a little thing under their
They
name.
Need
yes.
little, whatever it's called.
Like a crayon.
Yeah, crying. Yeah. 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 I hate Gary. Like
okay.
even more I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
let's
sorry.
Hear. Let's hear. He blows.
Yeah, he does. God,
he
he's
blows.
Sitting there like weeping. Come on, Gary.
That's nice. What you hate a man for that's toxic masculinity.
No.
You hate a man for crying.
I hate anyone that's there crying. But I just like Gary has you know what I think it is? I hate to say this. I think all of the Golden Bachelor crew has worn out their welcome with
that me. Is true.
I don't need to see Susan. Yep. I don't need to see Kathy.
That is absolutely true. They have worn out their welcome.
And I don't get it. We're not doing that with other seasons. Like Charity and Dalton were there, and I get that because she was the last Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. But we're not bringing back like everyone.
I mean, they did bring back a lot of people. Like, everybody come out here and get a shot. Ugh. It's shot o'clock.
Maybe I'm just jealous.
You might be a little bit jealous.
I'm not jealous of Gary, though.
The Golden Bachelor crew has worn out their welcome, though. They have gone
yep.
to that well too many times.
It's time for them
and
to die.
It's time for them to be put out to pasture.
Charity and Dalton were there. Let's see. I'm trying to go through my notes of who else was all there. I liked Joey's family. I did note that uncle was not invited. Did you realize?
No,
you, like,
which one?
That uncle that last time like kind of screwed Joey
oh,
over.
Oh, yes,
was, like,
that's
saying
right.
all those like kind of
yeah, I forgot about that guy.
But like clearly negative things about Joey.
Nobody else has mentioned that,
yep.
I don't think.
They're like, you can stay home.
You're getting insights on this podcast that you're not getting anywhere else.
Yep. Where's Joey's
Yeah, where is Joey's
uncle?
Uncle? Yeah, I totally forgot about that guy, and you're right. Kelsey's dad for Golden Bachelor, Joey's sister for Bachelorette.
Only the one, though. And you know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking
and that
about.
That gene pool got unfairly distributed, didn't it?
But I'm just going to say the nice thing and say that Joey's sister for Bachelorette.
I thought his whole family seemed very nice.
They did seem very nice and supportive, and they had good conversations. The mom was like, kind of like, you might not get chosen. Like, the mom was a little blunt and rough. I liked
She's
it.
She's like, have you considered the possibility that they don't like you?
Right. Have you considered the possibility that Joey might murder you? You just have to think about it.
The whole episode, I felt like, was just very, like, what's the word I want to use? Healthy? Productive? I mean, there just wasn't.
That was one of my notes, too, is that Kelsey, Joey, and Daisy all handled this very maturely.
Yes, I agree. Yes. I agree.
So what is your overall take? You are a Joey fan at the end of this?
I'm looking through my notes to see if I had anything to say about that. Not in my notes, but yeah, big Joey fan. He impressed me. Mm-hmm. I feel like he did a good job. He's cute.
Yeah, he plays tennis.
He teaches tennis.
He is an unrated tennis
Joey,
pro.
Joey, call me if you would like to play in the Jack Frost Tournament 2024.
Call me if you'd like to play doubles, Joey.
Mixed doubles. I thought that he did a great job. And even so, I will say, I meant to bring this up because I thought it was interesting. He said to his family, I will not say I love you until the end, which you and I had kind of gotten on him. I guess they just so much distinguish between, like, I'm falling in love with you, which I guess is what he said to both women.
Yeah, I mean, we have known this for years, that there is a very strict regimen of falling in love terms, and that I love you and I'm falling in love with you are not the same thing.
I just don't like that. Like, that's one of the few, I mean, I guess not few, that's one of the most prominent areas that I feel like this TV show moves very far away from real, like, in what real life situation would you be like, I'm falling in love with you? No, you say I love you.
Did you hear my intonation? The italics are on falling.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I'm not saying I love you, mind you. I'm saying I'm falling in love with you.
And then, like, a month later, you're like, I love you. No, that's not.
Not even a month, like a week later.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in real life. Yes,
like,
in
you
real
could
life
go
relationships. Yeah.
Years without saying I love you to someone because you're like, oh, I'm falling in love with you.
Right. Ooh, I'm getting a little closer. I'm really falling in love with you.
I also don't. I mean, I guess I get what they mean. I feel like you either love someone or you don't. Like, I don't get this. I understand if you say, like, I'm falling for you.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, falling in love with you. So what if it's more than love you feel inside, though? What do you say then?
Just do it. You know what? I'm like Olivia watching Taylor sit on the Thomas Ravenel bombshell. You've been wanting to say this for months. Just say it.
What?
Whatever song you're... What is this song?
Are you joking right now? Is this a joke?
Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ryan's about to divorce me twice.
Can we do...
Yes, I get it. It's Michael Bolton. Yes. Go ahead. Sing your song.
Said I loved you, but I lied.
Clench your jaw. You know you want to. Yeah.
This is more than love I feel inside.
Well, call Ryan Jen because he's doing weird things with his jaw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could be the Bachelorette based on what I'm doing with my jaw.
They are twins.
Why did they not bring Michael Bolton back at the end?
I don't think they could afford him.
I mean, doesn't he want to go to Tulum, though?
Oh, I thought that you wouldn't. Well, I guess you'll take Michael Bolton wherever, whenever.
I will take him. Call me Shakira, because I will take him whenever, wherever. Yeah.
I think that it would have been great if he had come to the after the final rose. Because you know that guy's just hanging around L.A.
Right. I'm surprised he wasn't there anyways. I mean, if Jennifer Love Hewitt can show up just to be in the audience, Michael Bolton can give
and
us a song.
And Claire Danes, too.
Yes.
Billy Claire Crudup Danes was there.
Harry Styles,
Harry Styles.
They're just random celebrities.
Claire Danes is married to Billy Crudup.
Oh, okay. I was just saying celebrity names. I didn't know that they were married.
Yeah,
how about those two?
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. They're not together anymore. She's married.
Getting on me about not knowing about Billy Crudup.
She's married to Hugh Dancy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get fancy, just get dancy.
Don't be fancy, just get dancy.
But she dated Billy Crudup for a long time, and he left Mary Louise Parker when she was like 8 months pregnant. Oof. For Claire Danes.
Oh no, yeah. Billy Crudup. Bad really move. Screwed up.
Real
Billy screwed up. That's his name. Okay. What else do we have? Oh, I liked when Joey offered to walk Daisy out, and she said, I think that's something I should do on my own. Nice.
It was a lot of work that Daisy's putting in to be like Miss Independent, to not be the Bachelorette. Well, I think she's going to circle back around.
That's what I have in my notes, that this is like one of the best Bachelorette auditions that's ever been done. And then she's like, no, I'm
good. She's like, I'm good. But I feel like she's like taking a risk with that, but she knows that it's just going to make them want her more.
Oh, interesting. I think she's playing hard to get.
Because she also said, I'm good right now.
But, I mean, the public's memory is fickle, other than the Golden Bachelor people that they just keep trotting out.
I think she's banking on them.
That's like a risky gambit,
yeah,
Daisy.
Yeah, it is. It's a risky, risky gambit.
I also think, though, that she genuinely is not ready. I mean, she said, and this is surprising, like, it has only been a year to the day that she got her cochlear implant. Like, that's a lot. And then to go on this show, like, that's a lot.
Does Daisy have a cochlear implant?
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that or not. They've underplayed that a little bit this season.
Can I make a unpopular opinion?
Oh, please. Yes, please do.
I have a response to both of their final dress choices.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested to hear. yeah, okay. Okay, now is this the final dress on the day of the proposal?
Yes. I thought they looked magnificent at the after the final rose.
Yes, no, because I was going to say, no fart noises from me on the after the final rose
dresses. I agree. I thought they both looked really good.
The finale dresses, especially Daisy's dress, I did not care for.
I didn't mind the way it looked, just like when she was standing in it. It looked almost impossible to move in. And I will say, I feel like it was beyond just not liking the dress. I then felt like that was a really poor choice, because she's having this big moment of like walking away, and she had to waddle away.
Like, I'm gonna go.
She looks like a penguin.
Step. Yeah, I didn't notice any of that. I just didn't care for the way that it looked.
Well, I didn't mind the way it looked, but I thought that it took away from the message that she was trying to convey.
The Miss Independent.
It took away
message.
From her sartorial rhetoric.
Yes, that very good. Yes.
Kelsey's, I just didn't like all those feathers.
I mean, I disliked Daisy's more. I thought that is not her color. That
red.
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Isn't that a song?
What?
Blue isn't your color. Is it red?
No, it's I'm blue. It's that song is what you're thinking of.
No.
Are you thinking of Lady in Red, but it's not her color?
Is dancing. Didn't that guy come on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Cheek to cheek.
But she can move. In this dress.
Where I want to be. You'll never beat Richard Marx.
Yeah, that was pretty great. But yes, I completely agree on all your dress comments.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Laura made an interesting point, which is they all have to buy an entire season's wardrobe.
Yes.
Even if they get cut.
You are told to prepare for the show as if you make it to the end.
And so, like, it's hard to dole all that stuff out and, like, plan this in terms of, like, you should be like, okay, this is the end dress, but maybe you run out, like,
or
it's not
also,
your top choice.
They're, like, traveling through Europe. What if you, like, I know a lot of them have talked about either, like, A, gaining a bunch of weight because you're just, like, eating and drinking and you're not as active as you normally would be, especially if you've, like, probably done what most people would do and gone on a diet
like a
and like exercise before going on. So you could gain a bunch of weight. You could also lose a bunch of weight if you were like stressed out.
Right. What if you just shit yourself in one of your dresses?
That's always a possibility.
It could happen. Yeah, it could happen. So it was an interesting point of like, maybe they got to the end and like, oh, this is what I have left.
I guess I'm wearing this feathered dress that I thought was cute six months ago.
Kelsey just actually killed several birds and made that dress because she had run out of dresses.
Mexican seagulls. She did it in a cleansing ritual.
Yeah, Daisy was not, and neither was Joey. They were not into that ritual at all, like the foot scrub.
I would have loved it.
Would you? You like sweating. Weird. You like weird feet things.
I like weird feet things. I like hot to cold therapy. Yeah. I I would love to go to a sweat lodge.
Yeah, you like weird non-sexual feet things, we should say, just so that rumors don't abound.
True.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure that was clear for the listener.
And weird sexual feet things.
As well.
Actually, like emphatically, I do not like feet.
Right, no.
Just as a body part.
Yeah, as a body, your anti-feet.
It's second only to weird jaws.
Yeah, you can't see it. You can probably hear that I'm moving my jaw around.
Yes, of course, yes.
Even these weird mics are picking
up
that noise.
I feel like I'm going to if you die first, I'm going to request that your jaw be left out.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, donated to science.
So that you can keep yakking after your death.
Figure out, just keep making, you should make it part of a wind chime so that it's still making noise all the time.
Uh-huh. You're that Tales of the Crypt skeleton.
I would love that. I made Nathaniel and some others recently promise that after my death, they're going to Weekend at Bernie's me.
Yeah.
But then after that, you can do the job.
Was that as a response to Kate Middleton? I feel like those jokes have really fallen flat now.
Those really age poorly.
Wow, the whole country got shamed, didn't we?
Well, so I have a...
I can't believe you guys were joking about that.
I have a response to that.
Oh.
Which is, I mean, I do get it. We should have known that obviously something serious was happening. But the palace did such a poor job with PR.
It was a shit show that they could have contained very easily.
Yes. I mean, why not just make that video of Kate 2 months earlier?
Yeah.
Or, it's so that.
Agree. No, I
don't
want
to make fun of people that have cancer, but they created this vacuum.
They botched it.
That needed to be filled.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. And then they're like, we can't believe that you guys can't just give us privacy. Well, really? Come on.
We can't believe that we made up this stupid monarchy that does nothing and made ourselves very important, and now you guys are prying into our business all the time.
Also, they're the ones that threw Kate under the bus, being making her say that she did the Photoshop thing,
Right.
Until 2 days before, they were still trying to find some way to pin it on her.
Right, yep. This Kate Middleton, she's not reliable. The rest of us wanted to tell you, but she did this Photoshop. Yeah, so, I mean, they did not do themselves any favors. And I don't mean Kate Middleton. I mean all the handlers.
Oh, no, it's the clown show around them.
Yes,
and clowns. William, that's you.
Yeah. Send in the clowns.
There ought to be clowns.
There ought to be clowns.
All right, do we have any other final thoughts on this season?
Gosh.
A grade this season. Give it a grade.
A minus.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing.
B plus.
Okay, I'm going to go A minus.
B plus for the season, A minus for Joey.
Okay, interesting.
I feel like the season was short on any sort of drama of substance.
It was. And I mean, other than Maria is really the only really memorable character from the entire season. There were other people that emerged as momentary things, but four years from now, you're going to be like, Sydney, remember Sydney? I feel like Maria is the sort of cheesy pasta girl.
I was just going to say, it reminded me very much of Corinne.
Corinne, yes.
But I will make a bold statement and say I actually don't think that Maria is as entertaining as Corinne. I think she could have been. I think that in reality Maria is probably very funny, but I don't know if maybe she was just too genuinely stressed out by the way the other women were treating her, or maybe just stressed out being on the show. I don't feel like we got the full Maria, which is why I would love to see her on Paradise. I don't need her as
the
Bachelorette. I know you have. I know. I'm not saying it
it's
my original thought that Maria would be great on Paradise.
No one has ever said this before. You got all excited because you had your one original comment about Joey's uncle, which I did I have not heard anybody mention that.
Well, I like this idea that you're like on ear to the ground checking all of the media mm-hmm. outlets for anything that gets mentioned yeah, with the show.
I set up a Google alert.
Yeah. For Joey Grazieni, whatever his last name is.
Nothing came up. Yeah, I would say A minus for the season. And I mean, it wasn't like it was mature and healthy. That's the as mature and healthy as this kind of a show can be. I mean, yeah. Still, that's graded on a curve. But compared to a lot of other seasons, what I would give it is.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.